The county's goal is to have as many as 200 people on bracelets by July 1st to reduce the jail population. In January, the fee for wearing one went from $15 a day to $20. The author of a proposal to exempt some low-income parolees from paying that fee says his plan is being unfairly held up in a finance committee. In February, former county supervisor Ashok Kumar introduced a plan to exempt parolees making less than $850 a month from paying the $600 a month fee for the bracelet. He says the plan would give low-income offenders a chance to get back on their feet and find work that might keep them from reoffending.
You know, right now what we have is a slipshod system in which the people that can afford it get to leave. The people who can't stay in the jails, not only does that increase recidivism and inequality in the system, it actually costs us $56 a day. So it's a highly regressive system that's actually costing taxpayers lots more money.
But the chair of the county board's Personnel and Finance Committee, Brett Halsey, says it doesn't make sense to institute a new fee schedule until the board finds out how the current system is working. He says he's asked the sheriff to tell the board how many offenders would qualify for an exemption and how well the current system is working. A call to the sheriff's office was not returned. Halsey says the county's top crime priority now is fixing the 911 system, which has drawn criticism recently for its handling of a call from a college student shortly before she was murdered. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.